Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Manny Diaz Show. Joe Zagacki, my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., and University of Miami head coach Manny Diaz. Got a big game coming up on Thursday Night Football, the Hurricanes in Virginia. A lot of things to talk about, Coach. Congratulations on the most recent win. We'll just start there. I know we had a big week coming up, but it was a cathartic win for the University of Miami.
It was just what the doctor ordered. Got a lot of confidence, which is what I think the team needed. We got a lot of guys in the game. A lot of guys made plays. A lot of young guys made plays. I think the thing I'm most proud of the game is the way that the team was on the sideline. Our energy in pregame warmup was fantastic. Energy on the sideline was amazing the whole start to finish. And it was guys really being excited for other guys. So even when younger guys were out there making plays, the older guys are rooting them on, cheering them on, and the fans were great too. It was just a real positive day for Miami football.
Coach Van Dyke and Garcia, your two freshman quarterbacks, were almost perfect, I guess. Yeah, I mean, really, when you think about it, you go to Van Dyke, he had one incompletion, and if that ball would have been caught, it would have been a touchdown.
Right.
He did a perfect day with another touchdown. But overall assessment of how they played.
I told them before the game, I said, this was spring practice. You were in the stadium twice in the spring and did great on those occasions. So that's the biggest question. You know they can throw the ball. You know, could they handle the moment? Could they handle, you know, being out there with everybody watching them and the expectation? And then talking to both guys, I said, hey, once the game started, they were more excited than anything else. And you know, with the talent that we have around them on offense, all they have to do is just distribute the football. And I thought both guys did a really nice job of that.
Well, we saw some young guys all across, but I guess we call them the three amigos, right? But I don't know, I would call them the human vacuum cleaners, like Brooks Robinson. We saw the three receivers, Brinson, Smith, Jacoby George, and what's impressive is one, obviously we see how they fight for the football, but also how the ball just so easily goes into their hands.
Yeah, they make it look effortless, right? Which is usually a sign of, that's what the special ones do. They make easy things look easy, and sometimes they make hard things look easy. They made routine plays, and then they all made special plays. And I think that's what we've seen them do in practice. And it's fun. It's fun to watch those guys develop. It's fun for them to get more confidence in what to do. They're learning. And once they really, really know what to do, you can see that they've got a great future here.
Manny, you look at these young guys, and you can see all of a sudden these last two recruiting classes that you've put together, what talent there is. And I think it's fair to explain that they're very talented, but they also have to learn a lot of football before they can get on the field.
Yeah, if you think about it, when you talk about those two classes, we're 15 games into their career, right? The 21 class, they're four games into their career. So that's, you know, and if you look at the whole thing as a marathon, we're hardly past the first mile marker of their career, certainly of the 21s. The neat thing is that they know that they've not arrived. They know what they need to get better at. They know, we tell the truth on Green Tree practice field. And I think, you mentioned their talent. I think their work ethic and their character and demeanor is what really sets all of those guys apart, because they're not satisfied with their performance. I mean, I think they know they've got some ability, but they know that they they don't want to be good when great's available.
What did you think about when you saw Brinson make that catch? That'd be number one. And then Smith, you used him in a variety of ways coming out of the backfield, which was a clever way to use him as well.
The Brinson catch was phenomenal. First of all, I thought it was pass interference. And then it was ruled out of bounds. But I had a suspicion, when he came down that his elbow hit, and an elbow equals a foot. But just the wherewithal against really, really good coverage to be able to see that thing through. I mean, there's a couple of things. One, to be able to secure the catch. Two, to be able to secure the catch when you hit the ground. I mean, you've seen a lot of guys catch the ball, and then on the impact of the ground, the ball kind of rolls out. So for him to finish that play, that's special now. It's a play of the year nominee for sure.
Manny, when you talk about game speed, you can only simulate so much in scrimmages and on the practice field. And I talked to a Van Dyke after the game, and one of the questions, what did you learn? He says, it's a lot faster than I thought. He's got no idea what's coming down the road. I mean, right? But it really is. You can only do so much in practice. And when you get in a game, no matter who it's against, the tempo just goes up and up and up.
Yeah, you got to get in games, and that's part of it. And it's not even necessarily the physical speed. It's the mental speed in which things happen. And the plays come fast, and they have a quick, short life span, and then you got to let it go because here comes the next one. And if you get caught up in the mistake of one play, you're not thinking about the next play. So that's a big part of game day that doesn't occur in practice, I thought of our young guys handled that really well, but it is going to get faster for him for sure.
You probably already know this about James Williams, but Don had him on the radio after the game, and you could feel his radiant smile coming through the radio. And he played that extended activity, had got his first interception. He's a large, large man to be playing safety. But his enthusiasm and the way he's playing, you have to be encouraged by that.
He plays a game with that spirit. We saw that in Atlanta against Alabama. I mean, James views the football field as his playground. It was great to see him make the interception. He's got to learn how to high point it. And really, if he stays on his feet, we get some return after the INT if we can block the intended receiver. But he, you notice him. He's hard to hide on a football field, right? He can run. He's tackled well so far in the games. Some of the nuances of the coverages and eye control and things like that, I think he'll continue to improve. But that's the reason why he came here. It's the reason why I've been recruiting that guy since he was in eighth grade.
Manny, can you share with everyone the value of game tape? You'll have the number, I'm sure, today, how many people actually played, but just the value of 3 reps or 35 reps of game tape.
You get to reinforce your coaching, right? Because the players, they hear you in practice, but when they get in the game has the ultimate accountability. If you didn't play your gap, the offense moves forward. If you didn't block your guy, the offense moves backwards, So that happens in practice too, but in practice, the coach says, hey, you gotta do this better, but there's not that, you don't really feel the entire football team being punished for poor technique, poor execution, poor assignment, whatever. You get in the game and it does. And then there's a fatigue element that comes in the game that's a little bit different than what you see in practice as well, just with the pacing of the play. So we had some young guys that got some really, really good tape. And I think the trick always with the young ones is they flash and you see everyone sees their really good plays. But then there's other ones too. And what you really try to do is you try to get those other plays, even when you're not doing the spectacular, that you're dependable, right? And that's really what wins, right? You got to get everybody dependable to do their job the way it's meant to be done. If you do that, generally your talent will create the special plays.
There's so many guys. Leonard Taylor played. Roberts played defensive end. Smith at striker, Willie Smith's son. He looks like he's got a lot of athleticism. So you had this core of young guys really got in there. And again, as you mentioned, some of their guys flashed, but you can see their potential.
Yeah, and we've seen it through the scrimmages. And it was fun because the young guys, they all live with each other in the dorms, and they were all rooting each other on. Mm-hmm. And guys have great performances in the kicking game, and we'll continue to highlight that. It's fun. It's fun to see a team develop. It's fun to see these guys continue to grow. That makes our team better because that does push our older guys, creates competition. I think back to when I got here in 2016 and everybody thought I was joking when I said, I'm going to start the best linebackers. And, all of a sudden, McLeod, Pickney, and Shaq started and never looked back. And we started You know, Joe Jackson as a freshman. We started Malik Young at corner as a freshman. You know, Trajan Banyan started some games as a freshman. Jonathan Garvin started some, you know, so it's just fun to see. You know, I always tell the Jonathan Garvin story in 2017. He made two of the plays of the season on those strip sacks against Virginia Tech and against Notre Dame as a true freshman. But that was a process to get to November. He was a much better player in November than he was in September. And that's how your staff, you know, you pour into these young guys because you never know. They all develop and get to help the team at different times.
Manny, I want to make sure we bring this up. Set a record, a University of Miami record in yards on offense. The number 739 yards, 10 TDs. I don't know how many times that's happened, but 739 yards, no matter what the situation is, that's a heck of an accomplishment.
Right. Look, obviously, you know, we were much better than they were.
Correct.
But what the team did is the team behaved the way the team should. More important than the yards to me are a byproduct of, you know, we had no procedural penalties on offense. You know, we were clean with the football. You know, we didn't turn it over. You know, you mentioned one. We had very the ball was not on the ground. We had very few drop passes. We were a clean performance, and I think we would have been a handful for most teams that would have shown up in our stadium. So certainly, yes, we have decided talent advantage over our opponent, but we can still control our assignments, our discipline, our effort, enthusiasm. I thought all those things were really clean.
We have a big opponent coming up, Virginia, which we'll get to in our next segment. Some of those guys, a guy like Cody Brown, Franklin got in there. Can those guys help you out? And plus, you get Knighton coming back. Would you expect that those guys can help you in this upcoming game?
I think they're going to have to play some role. You know, I mean, running back, high impact position. You know, obviously Cam made some big plays last Saturday. It will be good to get Jalen back. I think he adds a different dimension to our offense. But it was good to see the way that Cody and Thad ran the ball. And they stayed behind their pads, ran downhill, showed good patience. And I think you'll see more of them in the future.
Manny, a young man that has struggled a little bit the first part of this season is Will Mallory. He had a couple drops and things haven't gone his way. But I was watching the tape very closely. He may have had his best day physically. He didn't have any catches, but he did a great job blocking. And I don't want that to get overshadowed.
Yeah, you're right about Will. Will threw his body around. And there are a lot of ways you can affect the game without the ball in your hands, mm-hmm. right? And we've got great confidence in Will. We know the type of player he is and what we saw, you know, all throughout spring and camp and what he's done in past seasons. And it's just a matter of time before the big plays start to return for our tight end position.
All right, the Hurricanes have Virginia coming up on Thursday night, 7:30 at Hard Rock Stadium. Should be a very entertaining game. We'll talk about Virginia and their passing game and a bunch of other things as we continue right here on the Manny Diaz Show. Did I hit that camera okay? Okay. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.